This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
First Psalm, Psalm number 61. There the Holy Spirit has guided us. Share a word with God's people this morning. So good to see all of you in the house of the Lord. And we pray that you're glad to be seen in the house of the Lord. Psalm number 61, 61st number of the psalm. And we want to begin reading this morning, verse number 1. Is everybody there? If you need a little more time, say hold up. All right, seems everybody's somewhere in the neighborhood, so let's see what the Lord has to say to us this morning. Psalm number 61, beginning at verse number 1. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Amen. We'll stop right there. The grass withers, the flowers fade thereof, but the word of our God shall last and stand forever. Amen. You may take your seats in the presence of God. For the time that is ours together this morning, we want to share with you from this thought the theology of a tight spot. We want to talk to you this morning about the theology of a tight spot. Have you ever been there? In a tight spot, pressure, persecution, pain. Anybody know what it means to be in a tight spot? Your life does not make any sense. Seems like if not one thing, it's another. It's a tight spot. And I want to wrestle with this passage and wrestle with you this morning through the Spirit of God. To help us learn that even in a tight spot, our theology can really be fulfilled. Theology is a $5 word that really means to tell you knowing God. And you don't really know God until you've been in a tight spot. Everybody can praise and shout and celebrate the goodness of God when things are going well. We got food in our bellies and in our cupboard, overflow of money and resources. Everybody appears to like you. No issues going on. No pains in your body. All of us know how to praise and glorify God and smile and rejoice in those high moments. But there's nothing like a good tight spot that teaches you some things about God that high moments won't teach you. There's something about difficulty that brings about some deliverance. Something about pain that brings about some promotion. Something about learning about God, even in tight spots. There are times, brothers and sisters, where it appears as though life just doesn't make sense. Are you there maybe this morning? Or have you been there when your life just does not make sense? Things are just so difficult. Things are just so troubling. Things are just so trepidatious. There's so much going on in our life that every day is something going on. And it seems like somebody this morning is in a tight spot. Something in your life is not going the way you want it to go. And you're doing the very best you can to still lift your holy hands and still give God glory. Somebody this morning is in so much of a tight spot, they didn't come to worship. They're too heartbroken. They're too overwhelmed. They're too destitute to even put on clothes this morning. But they're maybe looking at us online, or maybe we'll be listening to us next week over the air. But somebody this morning knows what it means to be in a tight spot. There are some ministers, there are some deacons, there are some leaders, there are some young saints, there are some old saints who know what it means to be in a tight spot. When life just does not make sense. And I come today to be real with you. I come to be honest with you. I didn't come to paint some picture this morning that every day in your life will be the fun way. Every day will be the day you want it to be. You won't always feel your best. You won't always have everything you want. You won't always have people in your life. Some people are going to break your heart. Somebody's going to tear you apart. There will be some difficulties in your life. But I dare you to believe today, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Because you will learn something in difficulty that you never would have learned when things are going well. And God comes in this season, I firmly believe with everything in my life and everything in my heart, I firmly believe that God wants to develop us. God's not mad at you. God don't have a problem with you. God is allowing you and I to go through some difficult seasons. I know some of you are in something now that you've never been in before. It's some people you never thought would break your heart or breaking your heart. Some things you never thought you would feel you are feeling right now. Some circumstances you're in with all your education, all your prayers. You've been a good boy. You've been a good girl. You love God with all your heart. You try your best to love everybody. And it seems like you take one step forward and you get knocked two or three steps backward. The better you try to do, the worse they try to do you. Every time I give, I have nothing left to give and nobody gives anything back to me. Anybody know what it means to be in a tight spot? When you got more month than you do have money, when you are heartbroken and you're still expected to help somebody else, you're empty on your own and you're trying your best just to keep your head above water. People don't know how hard it is for you to get out of bed some morning and everybody's calling on you to pray for them and to help them and to encourage them. And you're saying, hold up, wait a minute, stop the remote because I need some help. I need some strength. I need some power. I need encouragement. I need a boost. I need to be lifted. Anybody know what it means to be in a tight spot? When life is overwhelming you. Used to be a day you could keep this thing quiet. But now it's so hot. It's so intense. You can't even hide it. Matter of fact, y'all, some people knowing our business. You can't keep it hidden anymore. And you're kind of grateful this morning for a mask because nobody really knows the tears you're crying. They don't know how sad you really are. And you can hide behind that mask this morning and really just keep it in. You can be here in the house and your mind, your body's here with us, but your mind is on the other side of town because you're overwhelmed with life circumstances. But I believe through this word of God this morning that God is going to help us learn more about him, even in a tight spot. Because in a tight spot, you will find your testimony. In a tight spot, you will find deliverance. In a tight spot, you will find encouragement. I want to talk to people today who are going to resolve in their heart that even if it don't change today, even if it don't change tomorrow, I'm still trusting the Lord. I'm going to still bless his holy name. I'm going to still love those who hate me, bless them that curse me. I'm going to still do what God has called and assigned me to do, even in a tight spot. I'm not going to wait till the battle's over with. I dare about three of you to shout right now. The doctor told you it's not getting any better, but I dare you trust God even right now. Your money is still funny. You still don't know how you're going to get it paid, how you're going to get it taken care of, but I dare you this morning to still give God glory and not worry about it, not fret over it, and give God praise like you know you're coming out of your tight spot. Glory to God. The writer of this Psalm 61, we believe is David. He's been accredited to writing this psalm. And one thing I love about psalms is that psalms often not only teach you how to worship, but psalms teach you how to pray. And this psalm is going to teach us how to pray while in worship. Because if you look at the prelude to this psalm, it's meant to be used for corporate worship on stringed instruments for public worship. This psalm David pens so that future generations would be encouraged in public worship. David utilizes his private situation and says, good as God has blessed me, I want other generations to know that if God will help me, God will certainly help you. And this song was meant to be prayed and sung in a public worship setting. We don't know what David was going through. Some say that he was on the run from his son Absalom, and he has heard that Joab has killed his son Absalom. Some have said that David was in captivity and on his way coming back from captivity. But wherever he was in a tight spot. I believe that's good this morning that we don't know what David was dealing with. We just know David was dealing with something. Now, you don't understand that until I unpack this, because part of this is David is the king and still in a tight spot. Y'all missed it. I want to tell you. He's the king. He is anointed. He has been appointed by God, and he's on the run. He is not where he is supposed to be. He is living in a difficulty, and he's still a man after God's own heart. I'm going to try again. He is a man after God's own heart. He is anointed and appointed by God. God's hand has been put on him. The oil is still working for him. The oil is still on his life, but yet he's in a tight spot. What is that telling some of us this morning? It don't matter how anointed you are, don't matter how powerful you are, no matter how gifted you are, all of us are going to have tight spot seasons, no matter how good you've been. And just because you're anointed don't mean you will not be afflicted. Just because you are blessed does not mean you will not be burdened. But the good news is that even though I am in affliction, even though I am being burdened, I know who holds my hand. Yeah. God says you got to stop waiting till you come out. That the absence of problems is not me. Sometime I'm going to take you through tight spots as a testimony to future generations. Okay. If you're waiting on everything you lay hands on to be blessed, keep waiting. Because sometime God going to say, not yet. Sometimes God say, stay there till I get you out. Sometimes God go say, it's something I'm trying to show you in the midst of that. And if I take you out too soon, you may look good on the outside, but you're still underdeveloped on the inside. Stay in the oven a little while longer, because I'm trying to make you a better version of you than you've ever been before. David writes this psalm to help us today, because you learn some theology. You learn about God even in a tight spot. Here's what we learn. We learn, number one, a determination in petitions to God. A determination to petition God. That's it. A determination. Y'all missed it. A determination, a resolve, the nerve and the giblets and the gizzards to still say, even though I'm broke down, even though folk know my business, even though I'm overwhelmed, even though I'm heartbroken, even though I'm fighting depression, even though I'm fighting issues, even though I'm going through a storm, some stuff I'm going through you don't know about, and some stuff you do know about, even though I'm going through that, I'm still going to pray. I wish I had about 3 or 4 people who say, I am not going to give up on praying. If you knock me down, I'm falling down on my knees, and that's the right posture to pray. Lord. I can pray to God. Yes, I can. Tell yourself, I can pray. Look what David says. Hear my cry. Oh, Lord. Hear me, God. No, y'all missed it. He is in a desperate situation. He is in a tight spot. So you ready for this? He don't have time to front. He doesn't have time for acute prayer. He don't have time to be eloquent. He just say, Lord, where I am now, I need you to hear me. Oh, Lord, hear my cry. Oh, Lord, don't hear my tweet. Lord, hear my cry. My heart is broken. My soul is overwhelmed. Oh, Lord, hear my cry. David says, I'm on the run. I'm not where I want to be. I'm in a tight spot. But you missed something important here. David says, hear my cry, O Lord. Not hear my cry, them. Not hear my cry, Facebook. Not hear my cry, Snapchat. Not hear my cry, pastor. Not hear my cry, deacon. O Lord, hear my cry.
because sometimes I can't find the pastor. Sometimes I can't find the deacon. And I got to know that I can find God by myself. You can pray. Hear my cry. It's a determination to pray. And I'm talking to people this morning. If I let me insult you for real quick, that you've been doing everything else but pray. The amen has decreased by 37% because we done complained and have not prayed. Griped and have not prayed. Told the doctor but have not prayed. Told the banker but have not prayed. You let everybody tell you, but you haven't told God what's going on. And it's not that God doesn't know, but it's just something that God loves when his children cry out to him. Now it's a shame, y'all, to tell everybody else your business but God. In a tight spot, you got to be determined to pray. I don't have nothing powerful to tell you today, y'all, other than first and foremost, you can pray. And you know the good news about a tight spot sometime? Folk can't critique your prayer. Because I'm in my tight spot, and I don't need your judgment about how I said it, how eloquent I was. Because where I was, I had to just pray how I felt it. Oh, Lord, hear my cry. I'm crying out to you. I wish, see, some of us would get help this morning if we would stop trying to keep the cry in and let the cry come out. You know the hell you're going through. You know the difficulty you're in. And some of your deliverance is going to come to your ability to cry out. You can't be cute and cry out. You can't be debonair and cry out. You can't be prideful and cry out. But you got to get to a point, I have no pride. I have no distinction. I have no nobility. I need the Lord to bless me. Hear my cry, O Lord. Attend to my prayer. Lord, don't just hear me. Help me. Y'all missed it. See, some of us so deep that we call ourselves praying and don't ask God everything. You're so holy now. You're so gifted that you're starting to think there are some things you don't need God to do. I got this part, God, if you just do that. If you can just do that for me, I got it the rest of the way. David says, Lord, hear me, and then I need you to help me. Because I wouldn't ask God to hear me if I don't trust him to help me. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. David, I told you, is either on the run from Absalom or he's in captivity. Either way it goes, he's not in the palace. He's not even in the tabernacle. He's not even in the temple. He is displaced. Okay. I may be the only one this morning who doesn't mind admitting I'm in a strange place. Where I am now, I've never been here before. There's some stuff life has taken me that's not involved with bricks and mortar. There are some times, you ain't ready for this, that you seem far from God and God seems far from you. I wish I had some real folk. See, y'all like to be holy, but you don't want to be honest. Have you ever had a season where it don't feel like you're close to God and God ain't close to you? You know he's an ever-present help in a time of trouble, but it don't feel like you and him are that close. But watch this. David says, even though I'm lost, I'm still going to cry out to you. Okay, y'all don't like it. Y'all don't like it. Because you can't get to church all the time and pray. Lord have mercy. Sometimes you got to pray on the way to the doctor. Right there in the break room, Lord, if you don't help me now, I'm going to cuss every last one of them out. Lord, if you don't come minister to me right now, I'm going to walk out of this job and lose everything. Lord, will you help me right now from the ends of the earth? Oh, Lord. I wish I had some real folk who know what it feels like to be in a strange place. I'm not where I want to be. I know something. What's wrong with me? Where am I? I don't even know where I am. I don't know what's going on with me. I don't know why that's happening to me. Where am I? Can I tell y'all the truth? Sometimes this house don't feel like home. Sometimes it just don't feel right. Some days you love me, other days you don't. One minute you greet me, next minute you don't. One minute you grin at me, next minute you frown at me. Sometimes this house don't feel like home. Thanks be to God, I learned how to pray with your smile and your frown, whether you speak to me or not. I learned how to pray to God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the classroom, young people, pray. Right before you take the test, pray. Before the practice, Lord, keep me. During the game, Lord, keep me. In the performance, Lord, keep me. You can pray everywhere you go. They can't take prayer out of schools. The problem is the devil's trying to take schools out of prayer. Uh-huh. But you can't stop me from praying. Because I can think on him. And the Holy Ghost, Paul says, knows what's going on. I can just groan. I wish I had a witness here. Because sometimes life hurts so bad, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know how to say it. I can just, And the Holy Ghost knows what's going on. And the Holy Ghost tells heaven. And heaven hears the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost and heaven will hear me and help me. Thank you, Lord. I can pray to you. From the ends of the earth, I cry out to you. Wait a minute. From the ends of the earth. David said, I don't know where I am. I don't have a GPS. I'm a king, but I'm a lost king right now. Y'all ain't ready for this. Because I wish I had some mature saints, some gifted, anointed people to say, sometime I'm lost. Sometimes my own sin got me lost. Sometimes my own decisions got me lost. Sometimes circumstances got me lost. But here's your shot this morning. No matter where my sin take me, no matter where people take me, no matter where criticism take me, I'm never absent from the presence of God. I can always pray to him no matter where I am. Let me push it. Y'all ain't come for this. What time the Saints play? Let me push it so y'all can watch the Saints. It's a determination to petition God. Then the second aspect of my theology in a tight spot is a dependence on the protection of God. A dependence on the protection of God. You ain't gonna like that. A dependence, a reliance, a submission, a leaning on God to protect me. Even though I'm lost. Even though I'm in a difficulty. Even though I'm in a hardship, I still have a dependence on God to protect me. Now, you can't shout off that unless you're doing that. Some of us can't shout off that or celebrate that because you're not doing it. You're still, Lord, don't. He still got some pride to squeeze out of us. And you're going to stay in that tight spot till you learn how to trust him. Mm-hmm. We're going to stay in that tight spot until we learn a total dependence on him. Not my supervisor. Not a relationship. Not the government. I trust in God. You missed something. Because this money we're frustrated about, printed on your money, is in God we trust. It's dependent on God, but we're dependent on that. So how about you cut out the middleman and just trust in God? Y'all don't like it. Y'all don't like it. We got to stop lying to ourselves if we ain't going to live it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall. Not he can. Not he might. Not he shall direct your path. If you believe that, you wouldn't be trusting Jody. You wouldn't be trusting your intellect. You wouldn't be trusting people. You would trust in God. Because Jody gonna leave. Jane gonna leave. Folk gonna be with you. Folk gonna leave you. But God is always with you. A dependence on the protection of God. Look what David says. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. David says, can I unpack that? Pitch my tent there real quick. Lead me. This time, David doesn't say guide me. Because guide me indicates I can go if you just lead me. David says, now lead me to the rock because I can't even get there. I'm so broken, I can't move. I'm so paralyzed by my fears and by my issues, I can't move unless you take me by the hand and take me to the rock. Y'all, I thought I was going to have some real folk. Some of us, there are some seasons you can be guided by the Spirit. In some seasons, you must be led by the Spirit. You just need guidance to oversee you, but you need leading to take you. And some place you're trying to get to now, you need the Lord to take me. Because you realize you can't get there by yourself. Now, here it comes. Understand today, child of God, you're not God. Y'all waiting on something else? You're not God. And you got to know where your powers end. You got to know where your abilities cease. There is a limit and a lid on what you can do. Y'all ready for this? You can't make somebody change. If the Lord don't do it, it won't be done. You can love the hell out of them, that hell coming right back the next morning. You can treat them right, they go take it for granted. You can't make folk love you. You can't make folk like you. You can't make folk accept you. Understand, you don't have sovereignty. And you've been fooled by folks telling you and pumping you up and telling you how great you are, how smart you are, how talented you are, and you ain't gave God the glory. And you done start believing and drinking that Kool-Aid people done sold you, and you starting to think you got a little deity in you. You are not deity. You are not, don't have sovereignty. You trust God. You are not God. You are made in his image, but faith is your substance. And you need to tell yourself today, stop trying to be God. And admit and confess, Lord, if you don't take me, I can't go. If you don't teach me, I won't know. Lead me to the rock that's higher than I. That means that if I got to go to the rock has got to be up. You got to stop asking God to lead you around. God desires to take you to a level that you've never been to before, but you can't get there in human ability. Tell him I said it. God has to take you higher. Wait a minute. David doesn't say, don't lead me to a rock. Look at your Bible. I know y'all think I make it up. So I'm glad you looked at that article there. That article says a rock. No, it don't. It says the. Read your Bible. Don't lead me to a rock. Don't lead me to a church. Don't lead me to a job. Don't lead me to a man or woman. Lead me to the rock who is higher than I. Lead me to the rock. The rock is the Lord. Lead me, Lord, to you. Missed it. Lead me, Lord, to you. Try again. Lead me, Lord, to you. Out of this tight spot, no matter where I go, just lead me to you. And when you lead me to you, you'll lead me to the job. You'll lead me to the finances. You'll lead me to the healing. But don't let me go there without going to you. You ready? Because it's highly possible that leaving him is what got you there. Y'all stop amening. If the truth be told, leaving the rock is what got us in the tight spot. So why would I try to bypass what's going to get me back where I need to be? Who anointed you, David? Who prospered you, David? Who you think been protecting you all this time, David? The rock. That's higher than I. Lead me to a higher place than I ever lived in before. But I can't get there unless you take me. I have to depend on your divine sovereignty, your power to get me out of this tight spot. I can't get out of it by myself. Who am I talking to this morning who's worn themselves out trying to fix your own life? I got it. I'm going to come to God when I get myself together. Have you got yourself together yet? You done bought every kind of glue and every tape possible, and you're yet to get yourself together. Because the truth is, you get with God don't mean you still got it together. Why are, then he starts talking about this rock. I'm in the text. I ain't left the text yet. He starts talking about this rock because for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. This is all still protection, right? You are a shelter or a refuge. You're a place for me to hide. You're a place for me to rest. You're a place for me to be protected. You yourself are the rock. So that means that the rock has a cleft. And the rock has not only a strength, but the rock has a safety to it so that you can not only rest on God, you can rest in God. There's a cave cut out of the rock that allows you and I to come in and be protected. Y'all don't like that? It's a shelter. Then he says, the other aspect of this rock is a strong tower. I'm going to shout myself. I ain't going to shout you. Because a shelter is where I run to hide. A strong tower is where I run to fight. The refuge is where the enemy ran me to. But getting to the strong tower, that's a place where the watchman can see what's coming, and I can see the enemy before the enemy can see me when I'm in the strong tower. All right, you don't, in this tight spot, when the Lord leads you, are you now seeing people better than you've ever seen them before? Some of you are getting help and tutoring on how to fight enemies that you never would have got on enemy level. Y'all, oh Lord. You mad at yourself because you don't fight back like them. You're starting to doubt, should I even came to church? Should I even read the word? Because when I read the word and I pray, I never get to have fun and get them back. The world calls it conscience. We call it the Spirit of God that comes in a still small voice and says, you're better than that. Take the high road. Pray for them. That fool ain't worth it. Why argue with a fool? Leave them fools alone. You're better than that. You know why? It's because he's not just your refuge from them. He's your strong tower over them. And now you learn how to oversee them. They come in to try to get you, but they can only see eye level. They looking for you, but you're already on the strong tower at a higher plane. You know why? That's why you got to stop getting mad at evil folk. Because they're still in a tight spot area. Everybody don't want the rock. It's folk in church who don't want the rock. And you got to start understanding where God has lifted you to and who God has lifted you from. And stop getting mad at yourself because it used to be a day, boy, I sure would have got him. Okay, I'm the only one. I'm the only one. Okay, I'll be that guy. I'll be him. Who kind of gets mad. What's wrong with me? You see how I just handle that? Normally, I'd be done put them in the dozens in a way. It's because the rock has lifted you to where you know now that's just a fool down there. And you need to pray for folk because God has lifted you to a level they're not on. Lead me to a rock that's higher than I, for you are my shelter and you are my strong tower. You not only let me hide in you, but you let me show me how to oversee and fight my enemies. The more time I spend in the strong tower, I have the word and I have the spirit that helps me fight when the enemies do try to come. To the point, I won't have to run anymore. Glory to God. You are my shelter. You are my strong tower. I wish he was that for you. That's my prayer, that he'll be your shelter. He'll be your strong tower. That you will see his protection. Let me help all of you, all of us. Because he is your shelter and is your strong tower, that's why you don't even know about some of the daggers been sent your way. See? You keep focusing on the folks you can see. You ought to be concerned about the ones you can't see. Lord, have mercy. I don't want y'all to get funny in church this morning, so I better leave this alone. But you really have no idea who God is protecting you from. You don't know the nut you sit next to now. That's why I told you, don't get fun acting in church. Don't move. It's too late to move now. You've been there for an hour. Don't move now. Too late to move now. You're going to give it away. Mm-hmm. I better leave that alone. You don't know how dangerous the person is that's sitting in your seat right now. And you ought to thank God he's protecting you from yourself. I better leave it alone, Fred. I better leave it alone. It's a dependence that, Lord, I can't protect myself. I need you to protect me. I need you to protect me. And it's a total dependence on your protection. Because he's not God of all. He's not God at all. Lead me to the rock, who's Jesus. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but lean wholly on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. It's Jesus. Well, I learned. This theology is being developed. You seeing how you learning about God? Even in a tight spot? Stuff that trouble teach you, that peace don't. See, if everybody loving on you and telling you how great you are, you'll never learn anything. You'll start thinking everybody's supposed to love you. You know, y'all do know we're spoiled saints. God is so good, we think everything in our life's supposed to be. He told us in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good. Right. Don't mean all things will be good. Right. But even if it's not good, it's going to end up working for your good. Yeah. Amen. It's a determination to petition God, a dependence on the protection of God, and lastly, a desire for the presence of God. The more I see God praying to God, the more I seek his protection. Common sense ought to tell you, you can't pray and be protected by him and don't have his presence. Somehow way, you're trying to get his protection and pray to him without his presence. Because you know his presence do something to you. Did I let the cat out the bag on some of y'all this morning? I'm so sorry. Because you've been trying to get everything from God but his presence. Because when I get in his presence, I feel funny. I kind of lose sense of myself. I can't be the same because I came in wanting to be grouchy. I came in here wanting to be full of hell. I woke up with a resolve, I'm going to give them hell today. I'm going to preach this last point all by myself here. You woke up this morning with it on you and said, I'm going to have my mouth stuck out. I'm going to look stupid. I'm not going to cooperate. I'm going to show up late. I'm going to leave early. I ain't going to say hello. I ain't going to say good morning. I'm going to be irritable on purpose. I'm going to have my mouth stuck out. I'm going to have my arms folded. I'm going to pray. Amen. Whatever. Whatever. Uh-huh. I know I need his protection. Uh-huh. Help me, Lord, to keep this. But then the Lord show up, and you don't get to leave out his presence. Because you don't get a prayer answered and his protection without his presence. And sooner or later, what happens? I love to watch it. I love to watch it. I love to watch it. Because you come in swole up. But you mess around and get in his presence. I see y'all finna think, oh, hey, I'm crazy. Y'all finna think, here we go. Let me get in trouble with church. It's fourth Sunday in September. Let me go and just get all the way in it since I'm there. Mac, just come get me in a minute. Because I'm in a tight spot. I had a rough week. I had a difficult week that nobody knows about. You better be glad I came. I ain't getting no text from Sharika about what we're wearing, so I don't even know what we're supposed to wear. See, that's how stupid they is. Nobody say nothing. Nobody talk. I ain't talking. I'm not going to do it today. I ain't saying nothing to nobody. Let me get up here because they're expecting to see me. Open in prayer. Mr. Nichols, open us up. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That was for me. That prayer was for me. I received that in Jesus' name. Miracles and blessings coming. Keep it together. Them children singing so good. Ain't but three of them up there singing their hearts out more than 43 years. I don't know what you come to do. Some of y'all can't see my foot. And some of we can't see your foot this morning, but that foot tapped. Full of hell, but that foot tap, because you ain't gotten his presence. I come to praise the Lord, the Lord. I come to praise the Lord. Keep it together. Have my mask there, please. Thank you, Mr. Nichols. Let me straighten up this mask. Straighten up this mask now. Lord Diari done sang that song. Every time them children sing it, I just get messed up. It's so amazing. Your love for me. So amazing. Amazing. So amazing. Amazing. Come here, little baby. Oh, because you can take your focus. You distract yourself because you're in the presence. Mm-hmm. You're in his presence. So, stop singing it. Now that baby done got happy. A 17-year-old done got happy. I'm 47. I'm ashamed of myself now. I see what them children can do, and I see what I won't do. And in the presence of God, you don't just see the good in you. You see the jacked up mess in you. You see your foolishness. You see your idiocy. You see your unfaithfulness when you're in the presence of God. So, wait a minute. I complained about my back. Why am I doing this? I got to keep this thing going so people still feel sorry for me. I can't move. I want to move so bad, but I done told him how bad my life is. I can't praise him now because I'm in his presence. I got to keep this thing going because I need everybody feeling bad for me in a tight spot. An 18-year-old young man took a mic and told the truth about how good God is. I got deacons in his presence. Don't say nothing. Run from the microphone. Because his presence will make you see, you ready for this? It's not as bad as you've made it out to be. Since I done made you really mad, verse 4 says, I will abide. I will dwell in the tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. David says, I will dwell in your tabernacle. Now, you got to know what that means. He don't mean I'm going to be in church the rest of my life. And y'all mad? Y'all got mad. I ain't staying in church all day. Some of y'all done checked out after an hour. You sure ain't staying in no tabernacle forever. Because you got things to do. But David does not say, I'm going to dwell in the temple. Because the temple has not been constructed yet. He says, I will dwell in a tabernacle. Another word for tabernacle is tent. Tents, ladies and gentlemen, are easy to put up and take down. Y'all will catch it in just a minute. That no matter where I am, I find a good spot, put up a tent. When I'm ready to leave, put it down. Keep my stuff with me. I might have to go to Monday. I'm having a Monday moment. Put up my tent. Get in my tent. Give God glory. Get in his presence. I got enough power to move on to Tuesday. Tuesday brings some trouble. But in Tuesday, I couldn't get to church, but I still got my tent. I put up my tent. I have church with God. It might be on the job. It might be in the kitchen. It might be at Walmart. But nowhere I can go and put up my tent and praise God. Put it down. The tent is always available for when you need it. Y'all missed it. It don't do you any good just to put your tent up in the temple. It's designed for worship, prayer. But you really understand the temple is not the tight spot. And you don't know God until you learn how to worship him no matter where you are. Yep, yep, yep. Y'all shut it down. Y'all shut it down. My challenge to you is sit down. I ain't finna shout nobody. What good they gonna do me? Wear myself out, y'all ain't wore out. Look here, look here. What good is gonna do me? Because y'all came in here with tent equipment and don't want to put them up. So when you don't want to put them up, that ain't gonna stop me from my tent. But I'm not focusing on yours today. Because y'all don't want to do that today. That's one of them days. One of them days y'all don't want to do it. That's you and the Lord. My tight spot says, I'm going to bless him no matter what. Yeah. There are some things You got to worship your way through. There are some things that will not change after you worship. The only thing that will change after you worship is you. So that your perspective on your problem has now shifted. I'm no longer worried about that because I done worshiped him. And when I worship him right, I know he's going to handle that that I'm coming to deal with. Ain't that right? But you got to learn how to put your tent up everywhere. What got David through was that even though he was in a tight spot in the middle of nowhere, he was able to put up a tabernacle right where he was, to the point where he could give God glory right where he was in anticipation of getting to where he want to be. I wish I had about four or five people who don't mind praising God right now in anticipation for him getting ready to go. I'm not there yet, but I'll praise you right now. I'll praise you in my right now in anticipation for my not yet. Hide me under your wings. Shelter. Safety. Something that worship does for you, it keeps you safe. It keeps you close to him. That's why he says under your wings. Because worship brings you back to him. It brings you in relationship and a closeness to him. It says wings. It reminds you of a mother eagle who she keeps her young close and then sends them out to fly, but when they get too tired, you can always come back. Yeah. Under her wings. And you serve a God this morning who don't see you're tired, who don't mind admitting you're tired. You're frustrated on this journey. My challenge to you is get back under his wing. Get out of the sun. You got to get sunburned. You're overexposing yourself. Get back to the shade of worship. Get back into right relationship with him. Get into his presence and get in his power. And then when you're rejuvenated, he'll send you back out there to fly like you never flown before. That's the theology of a tight spot. And the last word you see in verse 4, Selah. Selah is an interlude. Selah is a break. It's a pause. It's getting you prepared for what's next. But it also lets you reflect on what has been. This is your Selah moment to reflect on the tight spot and say, Lord, I reflect on what you just told me, that I can pray to you, I can petition you, I can receive your protection, and I receive your presence. That's enough right there, because another Selah moment is a praise moment. Because it's a praise, watch this, a Selah is a praise for what happened and a praise for what's coming. I wish I had about 10 people in this sanctuary and online who would just give God a Selah praise. I'm going to pause in everything I'm doing. I'm going to stop worrying about